Right now, buy local. We hear that phrase all the time, often as a badge of honor, signaling a sense of pride in using our consumer dollars to support local businesses. Our next guest says we can think of local media in the same way.
For years now, local print and broadcast outlets have been bought up by large media conglomerates that often own dozens, if not hundreds, of media affiliates around the country.
Nick Meyer is the publisher at Volume One. You can find his article on this topic on the Central Time Facebook page. Nick, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, this is a nationwide story, Nick, but you focus in on the Chippewa Valley, the Eau Claire area. What is the current media landscape like there?
Sure. Well, it's healthy. I mean, there's certainly a number of quality radio stations, TV stations, newspapers throughout the Chippewa Valley area here. But suddenly this summer, I mean, upon this, finally the sale of our independent daily paper for 135 years, the Leader Telegram, which is in a very important part of this community, was sold to one of those conglomerates, and is kind of going through the changes that you see when that happens. And so all of a sudden, we found ourselves here at Volume One, which we've been doing our thing for about 15 years. That now we are the largest independently owned group in town, and it's just kind of it's unsettling to me because we're an interesting alt weekly paper that covers the culture and happenings and the economic development things of our community, but all of our major news outlets that people are by and large consuming their local news out of are owned from afar now, and it's just kind of it was a piece that explored what does that mean? Does it matter? Does it not?
And this has been going on for a while, but now two FCC decisions, one of them today, may make it happen more. The FCC loosened a regulation that said if you have a TV or radio outlet, you actually have to have some kind of office presence in the market. And then the new one loosened restrictions on owning a TV station and a newspaper in the same market. So if anything, this is going to happen more, not less, in the future.
Yeah, and luckily, I mean, in our case here, you know, these stations, TV stations, radio stations, and the newspaper, of course, do have very robust presences in this community. They have, you know, they do have people that live and work here and report here, and sales staff, you know, that work from here and know the community really well. So that we do have a strong, you know, presence of reporters in the area. But as this grows and changes, you can never tell what direction that's going to go, what it's going to mean for coverage. But also what I'm interested in is, as you mentioned, the buy local aspect, where you know we think about how we spend our money in terms of buying from a big box retailer or a national chain restaurant or a local restaurant, but it's the same thing with media as well in a business to business sense. Some businesses choose to only spend their promotional dollars and things with Facebook or Google, which is probably the ultimate sin from all of us local media and even slightly less local media outlets. But that has an effect as well. I mean, where something is owned and where the dollars go tells a story, and how they may or may not reinvest that back into their communities. And again, though, thankfully, if these organizations have a strong presence in their community and they give that community and the management here in town the ability to make good decisions on behalf of their community, it's possible that none of it matters, and they can really do a great job of supporting their community, even though they are maybe owned out of Dallas or New York City or wherever else.
If I live in a community, what difference does it make to me if the newspaper, if I'm looking at a physical newspaper or their web presence, is owned locally, has a local presence, versus it has the local name on it, it happens to be owned and operated from far away?
Sure. Well, two things, I think. There is, first of all, the quality of the reporting and of the stories that you see. And that can go two directions when a company is bought by a larger conglomerate. There might be some of those that are hyper-focused on the local thing. They'll leave the national news to the major urban centers and to those New York Times papers and other esteemed sources. But they realize, hey, we have to be very, very, very local. And so it might even get better. They might invest in it. But at the same time, some of them you've seen, and there are studies on this sometimes, where a community might see larger corporate ownership take over, and suddenly you're seeing a lot more wire stories, and you're seeing stories that are the same across channels all over the country, and there's less local stories being told. So it can go either way. It can go well or it can go poorly. I think, thankfully, in our community, it's still going well. We have local reporters and the resources to tell those stories here, but I think there are probably other communities of similar size to Eau Claire elsewhere in the country that don't fare as well. But the other piece is that you know, being aware of you know, where the money that they raise through advertising and stuff, where that goes and where does that get funneled to. If it gets sent off to Atlanta or wherever, the owners are, you know, much less likely to invest in those communities and start other businesses in those communities. Whereas if something is locally owned, it might spin off and they might, you know, open an additional media outlet or invest in another project entirely, or be much more philanthropic with their dollars in that community. So there's a couple different ways that it can impact people, I believe.
We're talking to Nick Meyer from Volume One. He wrote a recent piece on media consolidation and local media. Nick, let's talk about local coverage. I think a lot of times the splashy stuff is the presidential election, the big news in national politics. Can you talk about the importance of local coverage?
Well, certainly. I mean, and that's an area that, you know, that our publication doesn't get too involved in the political coverage and things. We're kind of here just to tell the positive stories of our community and the developments and the cultural happenings and all of those types of things. But as a community evolves, the ownership and the media voices evolve, you really want high attention on your local races from these local organizations. Those are the only places that are able to tell those stories. You're not going to get those from CNN or you know, the New York Times and things. So it's really important that they have those newsrooms and they ask those questions of their city council races and their school board races and things like that. Yeah, I mean, the presidential stuff tends to get the most eyeballs, but you know, if we're ever going to have success on a local level and build the communities that we all want to see, we need good, strong, you know, locally rooted media organizations to tell those stories. And that can be done if they're owned locally, and it can be done if they're owned from afar.
Well, and setting politics aside too, when we're talking about cultural coverage or local events, even if they're, you know, not politics, not the city council meeting, how important is that for a community and for a sense of community?
Oh, we think it's enormously important. I mean, the shift that Eau Claire has seen in recent years, I think, is due in part to the community awakening to itself and the amazing developments that are happening here in terms of cultural and the arts and the outdoors and music and everything that happens in the Eau Claire community. And that's because I think our local media community has done a much better job of reflecting the mirror on those parts of our community back to ourselves, so we can get more excited about those things. And it just builds an enormous sense of pride to have those things. I mean, and that's another thing about media in general is, you know, a lot of times there's not a lot of time, there's not a lot of space necessarily, and it's easy to tell those stories about the news or the house fires and the car crashes and things like that. And those are important things to know about, but when you have locally owned media who really lives and breathes and cares about this place, they're more likely to dig in a little bit deeper and find those stories that make us proud of where we are, that make us inspired by each other and be able to go on and create inspiring things ourselves.
Now, you're a local weekly there, and that's a genre of media that's had a lot of hard times lately. A lot of major outlets in big cities, medium-sized markets around the country have closed or cut back substantially. How have you kept going with that model there?
Sure, no, it's true. Those headlines have been coming across. I mean, it just took a little while, I think, for the alt weekly world to catch up to what had been happening with daily newspapers for a while. I mean, there's still the interest in, you know, print versus digital, and where are things going? And the places that are doing the best are the ones that are migrating to all the platforms in a stronger, better way, through mobile and rich online experiences and video and things of that nature. But I think, I mean, our model is so unusual in that we're very ingrained in the community. We produce a number of different community events. We have a very large retail store and kind of cultural center in the lower level of our office. And we're just involved in the community in so many more ways other than just standing back from afar and covering it and commenting on it, that we've fared very well, and we've only continued to grow. And we just actually did a whole round of hiring of 4 new additional positions as we continue to chart the course forward for what the ambitious things that we want to do for the community and the stories that we want to tell. And the community has always been very supportive back of us in that way.
We hear a lot about a decline in trust for the media. Do you think having more locally based reporters, as opposed to getting the sense that you're reading everything from the coast, whether it's politics or entertainment journalism or what have you, having that reporter being the person who you just saw last night at the concert?
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, developing of voices is something that local media has a better chance of doing than anybody, because they do live and work among you. They can speak your language. They know the inside jokes of the community, and they know, the sore spots and things. And so, if you're getting, only wire stories from across the community, it's probably much more likely that you look at them with a skeptical eye. But yeah, exactly. When you live and breathe and you're part of that community and you develop that voice, which is something that we at Volume One have focused really hard on, to not be a media entity speaking down to the community, but to be next to the people of this community. We are one of you. We're talking about the same things. We're interested in the same things, and we have the same questions that you do. And the better you can do at developing that voice, I think the more trust you build between your community, and the more that they trust the ownership and the group overall to do right by the community that they live and work in.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Nick, we've been talking about the Eau Claire market where you are. Do you see similar scenes around Wisconsin?
In terms of the corporate ownership changing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not sure what's even left of the major cities in the state. I think they had all sold off their daily papers, I think, for the most part, well before Leader Telegram did here in Eau Claire, and they hung on for quite a while, and they deserve some credit for that. But it's a trend that's going to continue to march on, and I think the public has to make peace with what that means and hold these, whether they're locally owned or they're owned from afar, hold these groups accountable to still do a good job, tell those stories, develop those voices, and help build the community in whatever way they can. And thankfully in Eau Claire, that is happening across all of our media outlets.
Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Nick Meyer, publisher at Volume One in Eau Claire. We've been talking about the trend of large-scale media consolidation and its effect on local media coverage. You can find his article on the topic on the Ideas Network Facebook page.